Hey, Chevra. Chevra, we're not in our normal makom for tonight. For many, many years, I don't know how many years, but about 15 years, we've been davening Erev Hashanah, Slichos, the holiest place near us. The oil of the Lubavitcher Rebbe Zichrat Tzadik HaShvaracha. Kivir Siddiqin's Bechina Seret Yisrael, but based on the matzav, just made sense not to be there tonight, unfortunately. Everyone should go daven there before Hashanah, whether it's tonight, whether it's tomorrow. You know, there's some thousands of people that wanted to be somewhere else for Rosh Hashanah that have been years and years davening by Rav Nachman, and they're not able to be there. We have to believe and we have to know that one of the names of the Eibishter, one of the names of the Eibishter is Hamakom. Hamakom Yinachim Eschem. Hamakom Yinachim Hu Mekoymel Sho'olam. The word Hamakom is the word we use to console, to comfort. And we need a lot of comfort. We need a lot of consolement this year. What we need to know is he's Hamakom. What that means is he's by our side everywhere. Hamakom means he's in this place. He's everywhere. He's wherever we are. He's Hamakom. And all we have to do is close our eyes. And we're in Uman. And we're in Yerushalayim HaKodesh. And we're by the oil. And it doesn't matter. You know who we're with? Even forget about all those Bekoimis. We have the Eibishter by our side. And tonight as we daven, let's not forget that. Let's know that. I'll tell you, Chavra. We wrote in the chat that the whole night tonight, the earlier shir, the chizik, the davening, should be lili nishmas. Chanariva bas Ruvi Moshe. Chanariva bas Ruvi Moshe was one of my wife's closest friends for the past 35 years. And last night she went up to Royal Mamas. 2 weeks ago she was completely healthy. Alana, 2 weeks ago was completely healthy from what we knew. Was diagnosed with a type of cancer where they said, the doctor said she's going to be fine. Very easy treatment. Few days of chemotherapy. Whatever happened, nobody even understands what happened. Yesterday morning, she was talking to her cousin in the morning, in the hospital, having some trouble breathing. Nobody thought, okay, she'll be fine. She'll be out for Rosh Hashanah. The Eibishter decided, within a day, within hours, to take her. 41 years old. She was somebody that just brought simcha to everyone she met. But it reminds us, none of us know. Nobody knows. Nobody knows what tomorrow is going to bring. When we davened last year, Lel Slichos, at the oil, we had no idea what we were davening for. Because Veinu B'Sefer HaChayim, we think those words are just words. It's something very real. And I'm standing here with a Lev Nishbar. I'm standing here with a Lev Nishbar. Lev Nishbar, when Hashem took a close friend. And it doesn't make any sense. But we say Baruch Dain Emes. And even though it makes no sense, we know Hashem understands. And Hashem orchestrated this. And the same Eibishter orchestrated everything that the world went through this past year. Everything that we went through was emes. Everything that we went through was emes. And we're gonna dive in together in a few moments. The first licha we're gonna do together is gonna be emes. We have to believe it's emes. We have to believe it's emes. And have that amunah in the Eibishter, whatever is going on. We could daven and hope that we also see it as good. But no matter what, it's emes. And with that feeling of emes, we're going to walk into this Rosh Hashanah b'simcha. We're not going to walk in with pachad amoira, because we know that our Malkeinu is our Avinu. And we know it's all emes. One of the other slichos we're going to do this morning is the slich of Keneged HaKedus Yitzchak. And just to share one Shem Shmuel, we're ready to begin. HaKedus Yitzchak was Avram Avinu and Yitzchak Avinu, knowing that there's emes in the world. And even though I don't understand, it makes no sense. I'm Moshe Nefesh today, Bishter, and I'm okay. Because the Rabbi Nishon runs the world. Zok the Shem Shmuel. Shem Shmuel has a question. We all have a question. But you could ask the question from an interesting place, you know. What was really the Nisayon of Akedas Yitzchak? What was really the Nisayon of Akedas Yitzchak? After all, if Hashem, our Nisayon of life is we have to imagine and believe in Hashem and then keep His Torah mitzvos. But if God came to me in Nevuah and said, take your son and kill him, what, you're going to say no to God? Avram Avinu, spread manatheism throughout the world. It's going to be done with difficulty and hard, but you're going to do it. You're going to say no to Hashem when He says, Kachnas Bincha. But listen to what the Shem Shmuel proves. Ein shchina shrula mitach simcha. That a Navi only got Nevuah if he was besimcha. The Rambam talks about this at length. To be one with Hashem, you have to be besimcha. Ein shchina shrula mitach simcha. So the first Nevuah makes sense. Kachnas bincha. Avram, before that, was in a state of simcha. He was one with Hashem, and Hashem says, take your son and shechtim. But then he got a second nevuah. He got a second nevuah. Al tishlach yodcha anar v'al taslo mu'uma. Don't shecht your son. Wait a minute. This is when he's already journeying and about to shecht his son. And he gets a new nevuah, a new prophecy. You know what the Shem Shmuel says? It must be that Avram Avinu was besimcha. Because if he wasn't besimcha, he couldn't have gotten the second prophecy. And you know what would have happened if he wasn't besimcha? He wouldn't have gotten the second prophecy. He would have ended up killing his son. So it's only because he was doing this besimcha. He was about to kill his son besimcha. You can only say these words. Shem Shmuel says it. Parshas Vayera, you can look it up. That he got him in the Nevuah to save his son. How could it be that Avram Avinu was about to kill Yitzchak b'simcha? Because he had that type of emunah, of emes. Baruch Day and emes. When you live with the Rabbanu Shalom and know that the Rabbanu Shalom knows better than us and knows what's emes, and knows that everything that went on this past year was emes, you could be b'simcha every moment. And our avoda, every one of us in this room, who's, you wouldn't be here if you don't have this level of emunah, is we're going to walk into Rosh Hashanah. Not just with these tefillos of tonight as achana. We're going to dive in Memkas Alev. But let's walk in besimcha. So many are petrified of Rosh Hashanah after this year and what it's going to be. Pum fakeret, I'm excited for a new year. A year of Rosh Hashanah, a year of change. And I'm going to walk in besimcha because I have that emunah of the emes of the Rabbanu Shalom Baruch Dayan emes. I have the emunah of the Avram Avinu, who I come from. Let's walk in besimcha And each and every one of us will be zayecher, k'siv v'chsim etayev, agug ben shior. A year of simcha, a year of bracha, a year of yeshuos, a year of fuos, a year of gula shleima, b'mehera b'yameinu.